you may remember that my dad was president of the temple when Rabbi Krohn was hired. Mm-hmm. And hired, I don't like that term, whatever the term is. And Rabbi Krohn was very, very close to our family. Yes. I mean, we were really close.
I knew that that was true.
It was a very close relationship. And of course, he brought an aura and an era with him in terms of Judaism. He really single-handedly had more impact, I believe, on the Jewish and non-Jewish community than any man has ever been in this community, for mm-hmm. or since. I don't know of anybody who engendered such, I mean, a lot of people really thought he was awful and couldn't stand his sermons because he was so intellectual that he was above mm-hmm. everybody's head.
Yes.
I mean, he went right over your head. And he was a very dramatic speaker, all that kind of thing. But damn, he did wonders for this community. He made this Jewish community what it is. And,
yes.
And he really did. We didn't have the arts. They were not here. There was Mrs. Archer E. Lindy.
Yeah. And oh, they'll talk about her. She was a friend of mine.
She was wonderful, and God bless her heart. Tough old broad, but
yeah.
You went to Phoenix Union High School, and your mother just, the auditorium, I mean, to see the ballet or to see an
Mrs.
orchestra.
Archer Lindy, I knew her well.
Oh, she was wonderful. And she'd get up there and it was, whether it was ballet or whether it was theater or whether it was a musical.
What did she do? Was she an entrepreneur?
She was an entrepreneur, but she was not an entrepreneur in terms of I'm going to make $1 million. Uh-huh. She was entrepreneurial in the respect that she was going to take this country town and give it culture. That was her thing. And she used to get up there and, you know, some troupe would be here from New York. I don't know what the hell it was. And she, in intermission, she'd get up. And I remember this so well as a kid. And she'd just berate the audience because there was no symphony in our town. And we didn't have one. There was no ballet. There was no theater. There was no anything. Worst of all, there was no place to hold anything except Phoenix Union High School Auditorium, which was, you know, to us looked like the biggest thing in the world. So, I used to think, what's the matter with you, old lady? We're sitting here at this wonderful, and it wasn't. It was awful, you know, and inadequate. But I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. But my mother and all the mothers, not just my mother, that you'd see all the kids squirming in those seats because mm-hmm. all the mothers were going to make them culturally more aware than they were, and the only way to do that was by the productions that Mrs. Lindy brought.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a remarkable woman and had a heavy impact on this town.
Yes, she did.
And everybody was critical of her all the time for being so bitchy, but she was great. And I didn't realize it till, you know, I'm 50 years old and finally realized it.